Surgeon Sam Tischerman has spent upwards of the last decade researching and preparing for this. Last week, the Trauma Center at UPMC Presbyterian began a medical trial using critically injured gunshot and knife wound patients. It's similar to suspended animation, but surgeons are calling it emergency preservation and resuscitation. The patients will not quite be alive, but they also won't quite be dead.
They'd be close. They're in cardiac arrest, and certainly if we can't get a pulse back, they would be dead. But we're not waiting to the point where the surgeons would declare them dead. We're trying to do this right before this and find the best window of opportunity where our standard of care hasn't worked, but it's not too late to try something new.
This something new is funded by the Department of Defense. UPMC surgeons will cool down the bodies of adult gunshot and stabbing victims who have just gone into cardiac arrest to 50 degrees by pumping dozens of liters of very cold saline into the aorta, the largest blood vessel coming out of the heart. This gives the patient hypothermia from the inside and nearly halts all activity in the body and the brain. Research has shown that cold water near drowning victims can survive even after long periods of time. This plays upon the same idea. Tischerman says this is very different from what surgeons routinely do.
What we normally do if they're in cardiac arrest is that we put in a breathing tube so we can help them breathe. We put in large IVs so we can give them blood and other fluids. And we also open the left side of the chest to hopefully find something in the chest that we can quickly fix to help save them. We know that this doesn't work the great majority of the time.
With this experimental method, surgeons aren't just freezing the person. They're also freezing time, giving surgeons the opportunity to repair wounds a warm patient wouldn't typically survive. Watching an instructional training video, Tischerman explains what will go into this trial.
So here's putting in the catheter. Here's the perfusionist who's getting all the fluid ready.
This will only be done on select patients. Gunshot and knife trauma wounds are usually less medically complicated than blunt trauma seen in a car accident or a fall down a flight of stairs. And trained staff has to be on duty at the hospital.
And with routine care, we would open the chest, and if we don't get a heartbeat back, that would be the end of the resuscitation, and we'd have to unfortunately pronounce the patient dead. To do this, we need to have perfusionists who can help with the pumps to help pump the cold fluid. We need some manpower to help us get the fluid from the refrigerator to the pump. And then we'll need cardiac surgeons to help with full bypass or the heart-lung machine to resuscitate the person later on when they're in the operating room.
Because patients are so close to death, consent won't be required. Surgeons will try this on 10 patients and then compare those outcomes to 10 patients who would have qualified but didn't go through the trial. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.